Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Eric Quorum, founder of AIM7. Welcome back to The Blueprint, where we distill cutting-edge science, leadership, and life skills into simple tactics optimized for your busy lifestyle and goals. Today, we're diving into a fascinating study that addresses the long-standing debate between low-carb and high-carb diets for optimizing body composition and strength gains. I can't tell you how often I get asked about carbs. Should I avoid them? Are they bad? Are they good? What's best for fat loss? It's understandable because it's all over the media. And today, I'm going to review a paper by Krzyzewski and colleagues published in 2024. They compared the effects of high-carb, low-fat, and low-carb, high-fat diets on body composition and maximal strength and resistance-trained men over a 15-week period. Now, proponents of low-carb diets often argue that cutting carbs is the key to maximizing fat loss and even muscle gains, while high-carb advocates emphasize the importance of for carbohydrates for fueling intense training sessions and promoting muscle growth. So this is like a big debate in weight loss and bodybuilding circles. So let's dig into this paper and see what they found. First off, both diet groups experienced reductions in body fat mass, showing that regardless of macronutrient composition, carbs, fats, proteins, a calorie-controlled diet combined with resistance training is effective for fat loss. However, the low-carb, high-fat group did demonstrate a more significant decrease in body weight and body fat mass compared to the high-carb, low-fat group. But here's where it gets interesting. When it comes to muscle hypertrophy or increases in muscle size or muscle mass, which is key when you're on a diet, you don't want to diet and lose muscle mass and just become a smaller version of your original self. The high-carb, low-fat diet actually outperformed the low-carb, high-fat group with an impressive 11% increase in skeletal muscle mass. The high-carb group also experienced noticeable improvements in maximal strength on exercises like squat, bench press, and deadlift. So what does this mean for you? If your primary goal is to maximize muscle growth and strength gains, this study suggests that a higher-carb, lower-fat diet may be the way to go. The enhanced muscle hypertrophy and strength improvements in the high-carb group could be attributed to the role of carbohydrates in replenishing muscle glycogen stores, which are crucial for sustaining performance and recovery in strength training. So carbohydrates, stored form of glucose in your muscles is glycogen, and your muscles use that for energy. However, on the flip side, if your main focus is fat loss, the low-carb, high-fat approach may be more effective in the short term. However, it's important to note that the study used bioelectrical impedance to assess body composition, and I think this was the main limiting factor. So bioelectrical impedance, these are tools. Well, let's say it's one of those machines where you grip a handle or you step on a scale and it sends a tiny current through your body. Now, this current moves quickly through parts of your body that are mostly water, like muscles, but it also moves slower through fat because fat has less water. The device measures how fast or slow the current travels. Since the speed of the current changes based on what it's passing through, fat, muscle, water, etc., these devices can figure out the different amounts of these substances in your body. Now, the problem with bioelectrical impedance is it can be influenced by changes in body water. So for instance, if you are really hydrated, like super hydrated, it may actually get you a little bit lower in body fat than you actually are. However, if you're dehydrated, it will get your body fat much higher. Now, low-carb diets are known to cause significant water loss, which could impact the accuracy of muscle and fat readings. I would have preferred them do a DEXA scan. That's more accurate. However, when looking at waist circumference measurements, both groups saw a similar reduction of around 4.5%, which is a strong indicator of fat loss. So if your waist shrunk the same amount on both diets, specifically in abdominal region where a lot of people, you know, carry their fat, that means that both diets were probably just as effective for improving body composition and health markers. So what's the ultimate takeaway? Ultimately, The best diet for you depends on your individual goals, I would say your dietary preferences, and sustainability. Low-carb diets can be effective for fat loss and muscle preservation when combined with resistance training. That's the key. You need to resistance train. And I'm not talking about doing circuit training. I'm talking about resistance training that really challenges your body, because your body is sent a signal saying, hey, look, I've got to hang on to this because I'm being required to move a bunch of weight. So it's going to want to hang on to that muscle. But these low-carb diets may not offer significant advantage over high-carb diets in the long run. Higher carbohydrate diets may support better performance and muscle gains due to the energy-providing properties of carbohydrates. Regardless of your dietary approach, the key to optimizing body composition and strength is ensuring you're consuming enough protein, maintaining an appropriate calorie balance, and consistently engaging in challenging resistance training. Just an FYI, that's how we set up the resistance training programs in AIM 7. They're designed to be a little bit lower volume for strength training and to really push the intensity in a safe way. So if you're on a diet, I would definitely check out our new strength builder that's just being released. As always, I encourage you to experiment, track your progress, and find what works best for you. Remember, the most effective diet, this is the key, is the one that you can stick to for the long run, supporting your health, performance, and aesthetic goals. Well, that's all I got for you today. If you found this information valuable, please share this episode with a friend or training partner who's looking to optimize their nutrition and training. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Your support helps us reach more people with evidence-based, actionable insights. Until next time, stay curious, stay consistent, and keep chasing excellence.